This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening this weekend at the Douglas County Fairgrounds, Umpqua Gym and Mineral Club. Jason Jacob is in. Did I get the name right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's see. You do this every year. How many years has this show been going on?
50 plus, maybe 54, 55. We're not sure. So we just had the one miss on COVID and then been going ever since.
Wow. So you were pretty young when you started it.
I wouldn't say that, but no, I really enjoy the hobby and enjoy giving back to the community what we do as far as a club.
Now, how many members do you guys have?
We have 100 plus members on club nights. We have usually 50 to 60 people come to our club meetings. So pretty robust club.
What kinds of things do you do at the club meetings?
Club meetings, we basically do a lot of show and tell of various rocks that we've collected throughout Douglas County, or if we went on a trip somewhere else. Have a program, something to do rock related, anything from lapidary work to geology to just showing off how to, you know, polish rocks, things like that.
Now, how popular is this whole hobby around the state?
It's huge. Pacific Northwest is known for its geology, its thunder eggs, and various other rocks that kind of get a big pull here into Oregon and the Pacific Northwest.
And how young were you when you got into it?
I was probably 10 years old when I got my first rock tumbler and just kind of fell in love with it. Went to school, did various things, and as I became an adult, I got a little rock tumbler and then just went full into the hobby because I enjoy it a lot.
And what is a rock tumbler, if somebody doesn't know?
So a rock tumbler is basically a device where you put a certain poundage of rock in it, and you either it's a vibratory or a rolling tumbler. A rolling tumbler will take about a month to polish your rocks, and a vibratory tumbler will probably take about a week to polish your rocks.
And is that machinery, that device, something that's been around for a long time?
Yes. I don't know when it was invented, but yeah, it's been around and is kind of the starting point for a lot of rock hounders, is they get a rock tumbler first and then they go beyond that.
Yeah, I think that must have been when I was very young, like five, maybe four. One of the neighbors, I think, probably had that. I don't remember too much, but he used to, you would pop over there a few times a year and he would, you know, pull out all these rocks that he'd worked on. And I mean, as a little kid, I was pretty mesmerizing.
And I think that's the big thing about rock hounds. A lot of us like to share kind of what we're doing with rocks and show you really neat rocks. So that's what this venue is at the fairgrounds this weekend, is to kind of show off what we do as a club, vendors to sell you different rocks, display cases. It's a nice event. And then, of course, we have the kid-free rock hunts and things like that as well at the event at the fairgrounds.
And the rocks, like for instance, talk about what you brought in today.
Yeah, I just brought in something that showed kind of a regular rock that you would see that a rock hound would know because of the location, that it had something interesting inside. I cut it open to show what it looked like, and then I cabbed it and then wire wrapped it. So kind of the transition from just a regular rock to a piece of jewelry.
Wow. And some of this stuff takes a lot of patience, right?
Yeah, a lot of rock lapidary work is patience, because you're trying to get out scratches and get it in a nice polished state. And then there's, as far as wire wrapping or silversmithing, there's some skill there that takes practice to get good at.
And so this is not something you just kind of casually do while you're watching television then?
No, you can once you get to a certain point. But the nice thing about club is we teach you how to do those things and allow you to get to the point where you can sit there and watch TV and wire wrap. But a lot of it does take specialized equipment and specialized skill. But we're here to teach people how to do that.
And some of this equipment, I would imagine, can get a little pricey.
Yes, we do have a workshop that allows people that don't have the equipment to try it out to see, hey, would I like to spend $2,000 on a saw? Because a lot of it's cost prohibitive. So we do have a workshop where people can go and as members and learn how to use the equipment and you know, take something that they found and make it into something.
Yeah, because sometimes people get into hobbies and they go spend all this money and then 6 months later they realize they really, it's not their thing. And then they've got the equipment and
then other rock hounds get the equipment for cheap.
So. Yeah, there you go. It suddenly goes on sale for discount prices. It seems like you've probably been there.
Yeah, I've seen it happen. So, yeah, that's why I say try before you buy, because it definitely... but when you get bit, a lot of guys get bit hard and get a lot of equipment, and it's a lot of fun.
So if somebody comes out Saturday or Sunday, what all are they going to see?
So they're going to see we have 31 vendors. There'll be display cases showing off various rocks and things like that. We have some demonstrators. We have a wire wrapper. We have someone dealing with copper. We have a kids zone, a lot of kid-friendly games and things like that. It's just going to be a good time with rocks.
And what are the hours?
We're going to be there from 9 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday.
And what part of the fairgrounds?
We're going to be in Douglas Hall. We also have concessions there with the Elks. We really appreciate them helping us out with concessions there for vendors and for the public.
So especially on Saturday, somebody could come out, check out what you're doing, and then go next door to the Master Gardeners event.
Yeah, it's definitely a great combo as far as the thing I'm excited about our show. We make it free to the community, so where the Master Gardeners do charge. But yeah, it's a good time, and I hope you come check it out.
All right, Jason Jacob is from the Umpqua Gym and Mineral Club, that show this weekend. Jason, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.